With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. There's movement on the Gaza border with Egypt.
Dozens of people could be seen entering the Rafah crossing from Gaza to Egypt today. It appears to be the first time foreign passport holders have been allowed to leave the territory since the start of the war. Ambulances were also seen entering from the Egyptian side, and Egypt's state-run media reported that more than 80 wounded Palestinians would be brought over the border for medical treatment. A field hospital has been set up in a nearby town. The Palestinian Crossing Authority said more than 400 foreign passport holders would be permitted to leave Gaza today. Egypt has said it will not accept an influx of refugees because of fears that Israel won't allow them to return to Gaza after the war. I'm Jennifer King.
Accused of posting graphic online threats against Jewish students at Cornell University, a 21-year-old Cornell junior is now under arrest. The terrorism threat, very real and elevated, that sobering assessment from FBI Director Christopher Wray delivered to Senator Rick Scott and other members of the Senate Homeland Security Committee. Wray says we've seen
one terrorist organization after another calling for attacks. And we should wake up. It is a time to be concerned. We are in a dangerous period.
Also at SRNnews.com, plans in the works for a meeting between President Biden and China's Xi Jinping.
A senior administration official says Washington and Beijing have an agreement in principle for the two leaders to meet in San Francisco in mid-November. But important details still need to be hammered out. Separately, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the presidents are aiming to have a constructive conversation when they attend a global summit in California in a couple of weeks.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Watching Wall Street, stocks in positive territory this morning. The Dow up 177 points, and NASDAQ ahead 113. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is packing his bags again.
The popular evangelist is off to Rome for a two-day weekend gospel festival. Nearly 400 evangelical churches have come together to lay the groundwork for the event, which will be the first of its kind in the Eternal City. Graham says, quote, Rome is filled with centuries of history, culture, and religion, but I'm not coming to talk about these things. I'm coming to share how we can all have a personal relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court is giving abortion advocates a chance to revive their bid to block a new Arizona pro-life law. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has sent the case back to a lower court to consider a request for an injunction. The law makes it a felony punishable by up to 2 years behind bars for doctors to perform abortions if they know patients are seeking the procedure only because the unborn baby might have Down syndrome. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court wrestles with the question of whether public officials can bar critics from their social media accounts.
The justices heard arguments Tuesday in two cases involving lawsuits filed by people who were blocked after leaving critical comments on social media accounts belonging to school board members in Southern California and a city manager in Port Huron, Michigan, northeast of Detroit. The cases forced the court to deal with the competing free speech rights of public officials and their constituents, and all in a rapidly evolving virtual world. It was not clear where the court would land. Keith Peters reporting.
Employers posted 9.6 million job openings in September, up from 9.5 million in August. A sign the U.S. job market remains resilient in the face of higher interest rates. Layoffs fell, and the number of Americans quitting their jobs, a sign of confidence that they can find better pay elsewhere, is virtually unchanged. More details, SRNnews.com.